but yeah. Can we just stop just for 1 second? Okay. Something's come across my desk again. look, Gibbo, play the music. Don't know whether if it fits into this.
Right.
So there's a couple who make bespoke porn. That's pornographic right. movies. And the bizarre requests they say yes to. So when you think of kink or fetish, it's most likely it conjures images of leather, whips and chains. In other words, BDSM. Mm. But the spectrum of fetishes is much more than spanking and safe words. It's probably things you've never imagined were even remotely sexual, right. like stamps or swatting flies. This is where Dan and Rhiannon come in. For years, the Los Angeles couple and their company, Anatomic Media, have been at the forefront of bespoke porn, which scratches the itch traditional porn can't reach. Basically, if you can think of it, they can make it. And according to their site, no request is too large or weird.
Wow.
So they've got one here. There's one about these books with stamps and stuff. I don't want to get into that because it's making me feel crook.
Yeah.
This one, though, there's a series we've been doing called the $240 condiment game.
Yes.
They say, which involves industrial strength condiments being poured over girls' and boys' heads, beans, ketchup, chili, mustard, etc. But when the barbecue sauce comes in and starts mixing up with everything, oh, yuck. Visibly repulsed at the mere thought of it, if struck by a strange kind of PTSD, yeah. they say barbecue sauce is just brutal. It overpowers everything. It really smells.
Mm.
You have no idea what it smells like. It's like nothing you can imagine. Goodness me, what is this world come to? BP, save me.
Save me. Oh, we've got his own stinger. Let's do this, Gibbo.
A sack of their blur. It's time to roll around in the Roland Garros clay with the doyen of the drop shot, Brett Phillips. Thanks to B-Solar. Let the sun pay for your electricity. Visit B.Solar to learn more.
Tell you what, the doyen of the drop shot almost dropped the phone, I would have thought. How are you, Brett? Wow.
I'm all right. I'm speechless. I mean, is it... Are you going to go off course? Is this going to be the leading door by crosses?
Nah.
Like this each day?
Good idea.
No, it's just part of our show that I really like to see. Things come across my desk, BP, that I just have to sometimes. I think it's a community announcement and everyone's getting around it.
They remarkably don't find my desk, Brett, but anyway. What's happening in the French Open? It's raining over there, and as Brian would like to say, it's raining cats and dogs, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, been a bit of precipitation, over the last 24 hours or so. They've got, obviously, the roof on centre court now, which is a good thing. They took a while, Paris, to get a roof on their main court, Philippe Chatrier. But, look, it was a good night for Isla Tomljanović. She's our number one Australian female now with no Ash Barty, and she beat the fifth seed. So that was a good scalp to knock out Annette Contaveit, the giant killer from Estonia. So Isla has got an unseeded player in the next round. She plays the world number 71. Look, I've always maintained that she should be a top 30 player for what I see out there. Technically, good backhand, you know, really upright, regal in the court. But, you know, this has been mental lapses and, you know, costly mistakes that unfortunately have let her down in the past. But, no, she had a really good win. Dasha, we love Daria Seville, formerly Daria Gavrilova. She's an absolute beauty. The Achilles are all sorted now. She's got her wheels back. She's bound for the top 100 again, so she had a really good win. And yeah, poor Jordan Thompson. Well, he just goes into the record books as another scalp for Rafael Nadal. 106 wins and 3 losses at Roland Garros. It is arguably the toughest assignment in world sport. And look, Tomo's never been one to hide his emotions. I remember seeing him as a 17-year-old, 18-year-old then at Melbourne Park win the wildcard playoff, and he was animated, he was roaring, he was dummy spitting, he was everything. He has controlled it a bit, but last night he had a wry smile quite a few times because he actually played some good points, and then Rafa would just come up with something miraculous. And then he belted a ball, which I think landed in Belgium, outside of the stadium, that hard in frustration. So that's what Rafa does too. It's a bit like, you know, going to play probably a game of golf. You think, you'll be all right. And then you're in the bushes. You can't land a putt. And suddenly the fresh air of a golf course becomes a nightmare. Well, that's the case of playing Rafa on centre court in Paris.
Hey, Brett, do you have the feeling that, like Rafa, as we know, most Grand Slams of all time by one, do you feel as though he's got to win this if he wants to hold on to that forever and ever? Does he need to win this? Because it's an essential two Grand Slam swing, isn't it? If Novak can come over the top, they're linked at 21 apiece. How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, I mean, I still feel like in the fullness of time, you know, Djokovic will play, you know, clearly longer.
Yep.
And maybe what's happened over the past sort of, you know, few months might, you know, benefit Djokovic in the long term to have just a little spell from tennis, because, I mean, obviously, the players now, I mean, Djokovic has just turned 35, Nadal's, I think, close to 36. So they're going to be much more selective now with their schedule. But yeah, if he could claim the French, I would say this will be his greatest victory in Paris if he can win this year, because, you know, the age he is to still win seven matches in a fortnight, just with the little ailments that have come since he won the Australian Open at the start of the year, I think, and just with the competition around with Alcaraz now emerging, I think this one may be even more special than any of the 13 he's won. But yeah, he's ticked one box, but look, Djokovic played this morning as well. He was clinical in straight sets. I just think, to me, he's got his mojo back in a big way, Novak. And I've got him, to me, a smidge above Alcaraz and Nadal.
BP, just on Novak, what was going on with the crowd? I saw some footage of the crowd booing Novak. Did something happen in the game, or are they just off him?
Well, look, it's just Novak's never obviously felt the warmth anywhere around the world. And we know when he gets animated, he just shows his emotions in a way that just gets people a bit offside. And he was roaring. He's always sort of searching for the love of the crowd. And most times the crowd love the underdog against Djokovic. And it's never sat comfortably with him. And as he was roaring and getting animated and asking for a bit of love, the Parisians, they get the boos out, they get the whistles out. They don't like that sort of stuff. They're known for it, so they really get on you. But I'll tell you what, if he's lifting the trophy like he did last year in a fortnight, I'm sure they'll stand as one and applaud him.
Hey, Brett, you've been razor sharp when it comes to tipping us, not just winners of matches, but winners of the tournaments. So it sounds like you're tipping Novak. Who takes out the ladies' side of the draw?
I'll just give her the trophy now. I mean, really? She's on a 29-match winning streak. She won her first round in 54 minutes last night. Iga Świątek of Poland. She's the hottest prospect in the women's game. Her level of tennis is just absolutely astonishing at the moment. So, yeah, I mean, they've lost, what have we lost? Jabeur, Kontaveit, Muguruza. There's another one in there. I mean, there's a handful of seeds that have gone out in the top 10. So it's hers to lose.
Wow, okay. Well done, Brett, mate. We appreciate that. Here on The Run Home with Joel and Fletch.
Hey, love the intro. Love those off-the-cuff stories. Let's keep that rolling. I reckon that's got me up and about for you guys. So, love that stuff.
And we look forward to
it. BP,
which bit? The barbecue, the barbecue sauce or the stamps?
Oh, the barbecue sauce.
Yeah. And of course, our listeners know you, and we can catch you tonight on SEN, the first serve, Brett. So we appreciate your time here on The Run Home with Joel and Fletch.
Thanks, gents.